And it's time for all the kids to come on down. Because Kathy Anstad will do the kids' time this morning.
Today I'm going to tell you the story about a man whose name was Charles Lindbergh. Charles Lindbergh lived over 100 years ago when airplanes were just being invented. But as he grew up and airplanes became more and more of something in our world, he decided that he wanted to become a pilot. And he did. Then when he was a young man, a rich hotel owner from New York offered $25,000 to anyone who could fly across the Atlantic Ocean from New York to Paris by themselves, nonstop. Now, today, $25,000 is a good bit of money. But back then, when a dollar would buy more, $25,000 was a fortune, a fortune. And yet, it went unclaimed for many years because no one had invented an airplane yet that could fly that far. But in 1926, Charles Lindbergh decided that he'd been studying about airplanes for a long time, and he thought maybe he knew how to build one that could fly all across the ocean. And so he met with a company in California, and he had an airplane built just the way he wanted it. And then he and a friend went out to get it. Well, one night when they were staying in a hotel, his friend woke up and Charles Lindbergh wasn't in his bed. And he wondered where he was and he looked around, and there was Charles Lindbergh sitting in a chair in the dark, seemingly doing nothing, just sitting there. The man said, "What are you doing?" And Charles Lindbergh said, "I'm practicing." I said, "Practicing? Practicing what in the middle of the night?" He said, "I'm practicing staying awake. Because you see, to fly across the ocean all by himself, nonstop, he would have to stay awake for over 33 hours. Now for you all, that would be like you'd go to school in the morning, and you'd have to stay awake all during school, and then instead of going home, you'd have to stay there, and stay awake all through supper, and instead of going to bed, you'd have to stay awake and stay awake all night. Then you'd have to still be there in the morning and go to school all day again before you could go to sleep. That'd be pretty hard to do." And Charles Lindbergh knew he couldn't do it. And so if he went to sleep while he was flying, he'd crash his plane. So he knew he had to practice. Practice staying awake for 33 hours. Well, he got his plane. And on May the 20th, 1927, he started out on his flight. And the next day, May the 21st, 1927, he landed in Paris and claimed his prize. So what does that have to do with us in church? Well, Charles Lindbergh was willing to put in a lot of time studying about how to build airplanes. He was willing to put a lot of time practicing staying awake, because he wanted that $25,000. Well, the Bible tells us that the kingdom of heaven is a treasure worth way more than $25,000. Because it's wonderful and it lasts forever. Now, some people think that the kingdom of heaven is heaven, and it is. The kingdom of God is heaven. But it's something else too. The kingdom of God can be the joy and peace we feel right now here on earth when Jesus is our friend. But if Jesus is going to be our friend, then we have to put some time and effort into building that friendship, just like we do with our other friends. Friends spend time with one another. Friends talk and visit. And after a while, you start thinking of things your friend would want to do, not just about the things that you want to do. You try to make your friend happy. And so if we want to be friends with Jesus, that's what we need to do. Spend some time talking to him in prayer. Spend some time learning about what he likes by reading the Bible and thinking of ways that we can make him happy, not just doing the things we want. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, help us to realize that the kingdom of God is worth way more than $25,000. And just like Charles Lindbergh was willing to put in the time because he wanted the prize, we know too that if something is important to us, we'll always find a way to work it into our day. So help us realize how important it is. Amen. Here are your cups, so you can collect for missions.
Children will get their cups, and as we sing our song of praise, number 508, they will pass through the congregation for change to go to missions.